March 2nd, 1903. The Influence of Cheerfulness. Ellen G. White. Are you sick at times? If so, do not let a gloomy expression come over your countenance. Such an expression hurts not only yourself, but also those who are with you. Bear good fruit by showing that the power of Christ enables you to endure uncomplainingly the afflictions that sometimes must be endured in the home life. Let us keep ourselves in a cheerful frame of mind. It is our privilege, through faith, to have the mind of Christ and to abide in Him. I especially beseech mothers to remember that it is their privilege to have the mind of Christ. Never lose control of your temper. You cannot afford to do this, for thus you would sow in the hearts of your children seed that, sooner or later, would produce the fruits of unrighteousness. Such seed sowing is represented as laying wood, hay, and stubble upon the foundation stone. How much better it is to use gold, silver, and precious stones in the character building by being compassionate, considerate, charitable, and long-suffering in every word and deed. When you have learned to control yourself, it will be easy for you to bind your children to you with the silken cord of love. This is true religion. Thus you give a true representation of Christ. Thus you can take your children with you in the way of righteousness, following Christ at every step.